Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Penelope Sugros, Dr. Penelope Sugros is our guest. She's a financial expert, the author of Wealthy Choices, and another book too, right, Penelope?
Yep, Long-Term Care Insurance, How to Make Decisions That Are Right for You.
There you go. And tell us how we can find your book and that article you were telling us about earlier about how to pick a good financial planner.
Right. The article is on my website, wealthychoices.com, and it is free. It's on the top right. Just click that. That will help.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the books, they can email me. I'll be happy to send them and actually autograph them.
All right. We like that. And by the way, if you're Googling Penelope Sugros, you got to put a T in front of it. T-Z-O-U-G-R-O-S. Is that Greek?
That's it. You got
yeah,
it.
I thought it was. Hey, Penelope. In the previous segment, we were talking about how can the regular person, a retail investor, a Main Street person, who wants to invest in equities, mm-hmm. not get caught up in and get run over by the traders.
Right.
Which seem to be dominating Wall Street these days. And in fact, it's not even just the traders. It's the traders' computers. and last Thursday, the traders' computers ran over to the traders.
Yeah.
And so, and you recommended, in the previous segment, you recommended that you mentioned an article that we could get on your website that would help us ask the right questions to pick a financial planner who could help us get the right financial instruments, including the right mutual funds. But there's some other instruments that you want to talk to us about.
I do indeed. Given the kinds of volatility that we've seen in the last 10 years, and certainly last Thursday, a lot of folks who are looking at retirement are getting very, very nervous. There is a new generation, and I really stress new generation of annuities, especially the variable annuities that they really need to review.
20 years ago, an annuity was not really much in favor, was it?
No, because they were not thinking about the baby boomer.
No.
And the new ones, that's why I stress, if you look at the articles on the web for the old ones, there's all kinds of terrible stuff.
So find the old mutual fund companies, but find the new variable annuities. All right, now I got this now. Go ahead, Penelope.
You got exactly right. And if you look at the new ones, the kind of work that's done by Professor Huggard and Professor Malevsky, who I've studied with, shows us why these new variations of the annuities are so good. They give you the upside growth with downside protection. Now, of course, you're paying a little something for that, but even if you compare the costs with...
You're talking about the load? Funds,
yep, the internal expenses, the expenses for running the thing.
Right, right.
They're really, I can show a point-by-point comparison.
What percentage are they typically?
They can be around 2.5, 3. But then if you look at a mutual fund or an equity fund, a bond fund, you can find the average being about the same when you put all the net fees together.
Right.
So these things, the important thing for the consumer is that they have upside and no downside. So that's huge. Now, mm-hmm. I wrote an article explaining that, again, because it is so confusing. It's called Annuities, Retirement Guarantees.
Right.
Promises or traps.
And that's what an annuity is for, right? Annuity is to guarantee you a certain income. And would that be but that's out a period. You got to wait 10, 20, 30 years for that, right?
Well, in most of them, if you wait 10, there's one of the very fine companies offering that if you wait 10 years, if you put in $50,000 and you wait 10 years, it's definitely going to be $100,000 for the income benefit. The income benefit.
Right, to be then
really
paid out over
the
next 20 years.
Pardon? And it would go up twice as much.
When you say put in 50, get 100, you mean put in 50, start drawing in 10. And over the next 20 years, it will wind up being 100.
No. This particular company, you're putting in 50, at the end of that 10 years, when you're ready to start drawing, you're drawing off $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I'm so excited about the changes.
And which company? Is that a particular company that's doing that?
Yeah, I would be happy if you don't mind my saying it.
I don't mind you saying it at all.
I'm not an owner of the company. It's that Prudential Premier Retirement X Series.
Hmm.
Premier Retirement X Series.
So
if
you put in a million, you'd have $2 million in 10 years?
That's how it goes. They're promising you a double in 10 years.
I hate to say this because this sounds awful. But that almost sounds like a Madoff thing.
I understand that, but if you
please
look
forgive
at,
me for invoking that name, but go ahead.
Because what they're guaranteeing in the meantime is growth that captures not an anniversary difference. Most things look the equity indexed annuities. A lot of instruments
right.
look this anniversary. Where were you last anniversary? If you're higher this anniversary, we'll bump you up.
Right.
So you only get one shot a year at that.
Mm-hmm.
This instrument is looking every day.
Oh,
change.
So it's like a compounding thing.
Yeah.
Every day, not annual. And then tell us the type of instrument it is again.
It's a variable annuity. It's one that I'm very excited about.
The new variable annuities, folks, with that new mechanism she was talking about.
Yeah.
Prudential's got one of them. Maybe some others out there. Are there others out there?
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
They're not quite like that one,
okay.
but they have a lot of good ones.
Website again, quickly, please.
www.wealthychoices.com.
Wealthychoices.com. Penelope Sugros with a T in the front. Hey, Penelope, come back real soon.
Okay, have fun in Washington.
Thanks. See you later. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.